I wonder where he is. Next message said to meet him here in the library at 8 o'clock, and it's already 5 minutes after. Oh, I never should have agreed to meet him here, but I just couldn't help myself. Meeting him, seeing him in class 3 times a week, sitting next to him, I feel this strange attraction for him, even though I'm about 20 years older than him. And whoever thought I would be going back to school to get my degree at my age? I mean, really? And taking a class in human sexuality to boot? Why, I should be teaching the class, for God's sakes. Not that old fuddy-duddy of a professor up there. The things I could teach these young guys, considering the life I've led during my earlier years before I got married. And now I'm ignored by my husband, just so I'm in my sexual prime, too. Oh, there he is. No, that wasn't him. Oh, I want to be with him so much. He said to meet him here behind the library stacks in the psych section. And wait, I think I hear somebody coming now. Nick, is that you? Over here. I'm behind the stack of books. Yeah. I got your text that you wanted me to meet you here in the library. I wasn't sure if I could get away from my husband in time. But he was watching the game on TV and didn't even notice that I left. I said I had to go to the library to do some research for my class. Yeah. What about you? Did your girlfriend give you a hard time about leaving? She said she had to work late? Well, if I had a young stud like you at home, I don't think there'd be enough money in the world to make me work late. I'm sorry, Nick. Did I embarrass you? I didn't mean to. It's just that I felt this strange attraction to you ever since that first day of our class together. And I'm hopelessly drawn to you, to your tall, lean body, your broad shoulders, your hard chest and muscular arms, to your slender hips and other things. It's just that it has been so long for me since I've been attracted to a guy. And I've never been this attracted to a younger guy before either. But there's just something about you that calls to me, that calls to my womanly nature, that makes me want to hold you, to comfort you, to caress you, to kiss you. You mean you felt the same way too? Oh, Nick, that makes me so happy. There's so much that I would like to do with you, but we can't. We have no place to go and no time, and exams are coming up shortly. But I just feel this incredible need to be with you, as a woman needs to be with a man. You too? Oh, Nick, it's been so long for me. My husband ignores me, and I haven't had a man make love to me in ages. You too? But what about your girlfriend? You mean she's too busy with work and doesn't have time for you? She hasn't put out for you? You haven't had sex either in at least a month? Well, look at us. Two lonely people in the middle of a public library, and both of us as horny as fuck. Yeah, I would make love to you too if we had a chance, but where? You mean here? In the library? Between the stacks? But what if somebody should catch us? Oh no, we can't. It's too dangerous. Why, somebody could be watching us right now, listening to every word we're saying. Hell, they could even be recording us right now. And what if my husband ever found out? Or the college dean? We could get kicked out of school. Hell, I don't know, we might even get arrested. Why are you smiling? Does that turn you on? That somebody could catch us? I must admit that I find that idea kind of exciting too. But we can't do it here. Let's move back a little further. Over there in the corner of the stacks, it's kind of dark over there. I don't think anybody could see us. Yeah. I know, the library is busy tonight. Well, with the exam week coming up and everything. But I think we'll be safe enough here. And Nick, I want you so much. I wanted you from the very first day I saw you. You too? You wanted me too? But I'm so much older than you. I'm at least 20 years older. Well, thank you. I do try and keep in shape, but it's not easy when you have boobs as big as mine, and my ass seems to have gotten a little wider too. What with the three babies I had and the breastfeeding just seemed to make my boobs even bigger. I liked to breastfeed my babies. It felt so good, like there was a direct connection between my breasts and my clit. I used to get this incredible feeling when I breastfed my babies. It felt so good. My nipples used to get so big and hard and erect. My husband used to suck them and steal my baby's milk. But he just ignores my tits now. I bet you wouldn't ignore my tits, Nick. I bet you would give them the attention that they deserve. Would you like to see my tits, Nick? All I would have to do is pull down my soft cotton top, and my tits would be bare to your gaze. I don't wear a bra. I don't have to. My tits are still as bouncy and firm as they were 20 years ago. You like looking at my tits, don't you? I can tell. Your eyes haven't left them since I pulled my top down. Would you like to touch them? To feel them? I can feel how hard your cock is as you press it against me. Your bulge. It feels like an iron rod as I touch it with my hand. Slowly sliding my hand up and down its length through the fabric of your jeans. I want to see it, Nick. Please, I want to see your cock. Oh, Nick, it's so big and thick and hard for me. And your cum is just leaking all over the place. Here, I can help you with that. Let me get down on my knees before you and lick some of that pre-cum up. Yes. You taste so good. And it's been so long since I've licked a man's cock. I want to lick it some more. Oh, Nick, I love your cock. Do you like looking down at me and watching me take your cock into my mouth? I bet you didn't know I was such a slut for your cock, did you? Well, I am. I haven't had one in so long that I'm just indulging myself right now, and I feel like I can't get enough of you in my mouth. I want to suck it some more. To suck the head into my warm, wet mouth. Oh God, Nick, you taste so good. And your poor balls, I've neglected them. Well, I'll make up for that as I slither my tongue down your shaft to lick your balls. Do you like that? Do you like feeling your balls in my mouth? I bet you like watching me do that. My big fat tits swing against your knees as I worship your balls with my mouth. And your shaft. Do you like it when I run my tongue up and down your shaft? And now your head. Oh, not so hard, Nick. I can't take your big cock inside my mouth like that. Oh, baby, I can tell you haven't had a decent blowjob in a while. The way you're holding my head and guiding it up and down your shaft and forcing more and more of your cock into my mouth. Do it again, baby, please. I like feeling you take control of my mouth like that. I like how you try to force your cock down my throat. I want to please you, Nick. And it's been so long since I've been able to please a man. It makes me feel so powerful. Knowing the pleasure I'm giving you by letting you fuck my mouth with your big, hard, fat, thick cock. Now do it again. And this time, see if you can get your cock to go down my throat. Oh, Nick, your cock is so big and swollen. But I don't want you to come yet. I need you to fuck me. I need you to eat me. I need to feel your tongue on my clit, to suck my tits, to fuck me. Yeah, I know. We have to be quiet. I don't think anybody's seen us so far. Please, Nick. Please, lick my pussy. I'll bend over that book cart and raise my skirt up and just push my pink panties to the side. Oh, Nick. Oh. You're doing so good, honey. Yes. Just like that. Oh, God, baby. You're eating me so good. Your tongue feels like heaven on my clit. I can feel myself getting wet for you, baby. So wet for you. My body is signaling that I'm ready to take your big, fat, thick, swollen cock into my pussy. Ready to accept you into my body. Ready to be fucked by a man. A real man. A man who knows how to make love to a real woman and not sit around and watch TV all the time. Yes, baby. Stick your cock inside me now. I need it. I need to feel you inside me. But go slowly, baby. It's been a long time for me, and I'm really tight. Just a little bit at a time. Ooh, yes. Just a little bit more. Oh, how much is that? 2 inches? Okay. Just a little bit, maybe. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, oh God. You're so big and swollen. Okay, just a little bit more. Oh, okay. Are you all the way in now, baby? Give me a minute to get used to you. I haven't had a man inside me in so long, and I need time to accept your invasion of my body. Okay, now, do it. Fuck me. But just a little bit of a time. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Slow and easy. Yeah, just like that. Oh, Nick. Oh, your cock feels so good inside me. And you're fucking me so good. Oh, rub my clit, baby, please. Yes, just like that. Oh, Nick. I hear somebody coming. Stay still. Don't move. Maybe they'll go away. Okay, I think they left. Oh my God, Nikki, I could hardly stand it. You felt so good inside me and we couldn't even move a muscle. Now, baby, fuck me now. Give it to me hard. I can take it. Oh, you're fucking me so good, baby. And your hand feels so good on my tits, too. That's it. Oh, pinch my nipples, yeah. And hold me to you. Yank me back and forth onto your cock. Back and forth, just like that. Oh, God, yes. Oh, you feel so good, baby. Oh, I love having your cock inside me. Oh, you're fucking me. Oh, so good, baby. Are you close? Because I sure am. I want to come, baby. Please, that's it. Oh, you're fucking me so hard. Oh. We must be quiet. Cover my mouth with your hand. I can't keep quiet. I need your help. Oh. I could feel you coming inside me. Yes, it's okay. You can come inside me. Oh, God, baby. I could feel you squirting your load. Oh, so much cum. Oh, yeah. Oh, so much. Oh, jeez. Oh. Yeah, I know. Oh, I don't want you to leave me either. Yeah, I can feel you sliding out of me. And your cum is dripping down my leg. And there's so much of it. Oh, your balls are just full of cum, just for me. Oh, Nick, that was so good. You made me feel so good, Nick. I wish we could stay here forever. But I have to get home. I just hope my husband doesn't smell you on me. Yes. Okay. Tomorrow night. Right here. Same time. Good night, baby.